Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Officials in Idaho identified the shooter in the firefighter shooting in Coeur d'Alene. Multiple senior law enforcement officials say Wes Rowley lured firefighters to the scene by setting the brush fire. Two firefighters were killed, a third wounded. ABC's Alex Stone has more.
They were responding to what is seemingly just a routine call of a wildfire, and as they arrived, they began taking sniper fire. But a lot that they're trying to figure out now, who was he? What was the motive in all of this? Are there any more weapons up on this mountain? They found them based on his cell phone of a lack of movement. They could see that there was a cell phone signal coming out. They zeroed in on that, and then they found him dead.
A marathon session underway in the Senate to try to pass that massive budget bill for President Trump's domestic agenda. Key provisions that would cut Medicaid and other key programs are top of the debate. Forecasters keeping an eye on a tropical system forming off the coast of Florida that could impact the state later this week. This is ABC News.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is warning residents of increased enforcement on the water during July 4th weekend. The agency says they will join law enforcement authorities for the annual Operation Dry Water campaign, which seeks to prevent boaters from operating while impaired across the country. Alcohol consumption is the leading contributing factor in recreational boating fatalities nationwide. The Operation Dry Water campaign encourages everyone out on the water to remain sober for their own safety and the safety of other boaters. New data released by the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development found that most areas across the state saw an increase in unemployment rates in May. According to a press release, 11 of the state's 13 metropolitan areas saw increasing unemployment rates. Eau Claire and Racine were the only two metropolitan areas to see a decrease in May, but have seen an overall increase over the course of the year. Over the last 12 months, 70 Wisconsin counties have seen an increase in unemployment rates, with just two counties seeing a drop. Law enforcement authorities say a suspect has been taken into custody in relation to a fatal stabbing near Lincoln Park in Duluth over the weekend. According to the Duluth Police Department, the stabbing occurred at around 7:30 on Saturday night. First responders attempted life-saving measures when they arrived on the scene but were unsuccessful. The suspect fled the scene in a vehicle, prompting a search by multiple law enforcement agencies. He was located on I-35 in Pine County. The identities of the suspect and the victim have not yet been released. The Hunt Hill Nature Center is inviting residents to participate in a bat roost count next week. The Citizen Science Program event will take place on July 11th from 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Attendees will help count the number of baby bats emerging in the second roost count to help track population trends and learn more about the types of bats that live in the area. No prior experience is needed and there will be no fee to participate. Organizers of the bat roost count are encouraging interested residents to register ahead of the event as they only have space for 20 participants. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
A new contract for Bobby Portis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks reached a deal over the weekend for 30-year-old Bobby Portis to remain in Milwaukee. It's a three-year contract worth $44 million. They've also made an offer to 23-year-old guard Ryan Rollins to stay with the team. Baseball, a travel day for the Brewers. They play the Mets tomorrow night. The Crew losing 4-3 in extra innings after Trevor Megill gave up a game-tying home run to former Brewer Orlando Arcia in the ninth.
Yeah, obviously, I mean, everybody's a big leaguer for a reason. And, you know, their season's obviously not going the way they want it to, but, you know, they still got 19 wins on the board, and one of them was today. So it is what it is, and, you know, fix it and move forward.
The Rockies' Kyle Farmer.
Our record isn't very good, obviously. We're just taking day by day, and for us to come back and keep fighting is a positive. We just got to keep doing that and take the positives out of a win and just kind of slowly get back to it.
That's Rockies' infielder Kyle Farmer with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A few scattered showers and thunderstorms around this afternoon, otherwise partly sunny skies with highs in the upper 70s. For tonight, skies becoming mostly clear with lows in the upper 50s. On Tuesday, first day of July, looks like a good one. Sunny skies, a high of 82. Current temperature, 77.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Indy Duttagupta, he is with the Center for Law and Social Policy.
The Trump administration's agenda is reducing economic growth. The programs that they're proposing cutting, like Medicaid and SNAP, especially for kids, actually more than pay for themselves. So we are really looking at a tough long-term economic outlook entirely created by the current policymakers.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
When Republicans try to be cute, they always end up looking like Wile E. Coyote in the old cartoons. Governor Evers is the Roadrunner, and his veto pen is the Acme anvil that keeps getting dropped on their heads. If what they want to do over the next few weeks is not pass a state budget, it would be best for them to get one of those tiny cartoon umbrellas to guard against another Acme anvil that voters are going to drop on their heads.
Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Matt Rothschild and Angela Lang step into the host chairs, and they're joined by Tanya Atkinson of Planned Parenthood Wisconsin to discuss Donald Trump's threats to Wisconsinites' health care. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We are back here on the Tom Hartman Program. I'm Jeff Smith, sitting in, honored to do so. This Tom's show, this is your show. And I appreciate being here. Let's hear from Pat from Albuquerque, New Mexico. I believe that's the correct pronunciation. Go ahead, Pat.
Could be. Hi, Jefferson. Hey, I don't even know where to begin. I'm pretty thrilled about being on the air because... I can give you an idea. The namesake of the show referenced me last week when he said Clintonistas, and that would be me, and that should tell you a lot. What I want to ask you is, are you familiar with not the rift, but rather the huge, huge chasm between a moderate, a centrist like me, and you, and the namesake, and all of your listeners? Are you aware of that? And further, more specifically, I would like you to address the anti-Semitism of each and every squad member of the namesake of the show, perhaps yourself, and this guy, Mondelevi, who's going to go down like, he's going to go down like a SpaceX rocket. He's going to blow up on takeoff. He's today's Andrew Yang or Vivek Ramaswamy or Herman Cain if he was still alive. He's got his 15 minutes of fame. Whether it's anti-Semitism, which he is, or whether it's socialism, which has destroyed the Democratic Party, destroyed two female presidents. It's your party, Jefferson. It's you.
All right. Look at the mirror, bro. So I hear you've said a couple of things that I need to respond to. I don't know if I need to, but it probably seemed worth supporting. What do you care about? When you say you're a centrist, what's a central value that keeps you up at night? What do you want to make sure the country's doing better than it's not doing now?
I've been 65 years old. I've been a civil rights activist since 1986 when I was 26. I'm a white male, born Irish Catholic, no more religion, but still Irish. In any event...
So I heard civil rights. Bear with me for a second. I gave you a chance. Let me ask a couple questions. So I heard civil rights. We're in full alignment on that one. When you hear socialist... And on the anti-Semitism stuff, I'm not gonna broker a critique of me as an anti-Semite. That's not like, you don't know me. You don't have anything to base that on. That's hogwash.
Well, I've
responded to that even more than I should have. Like that's a slur that is used to disguise other things. I just want to set it to one side. If there's a thing we should talk about, I'm happy to. But I do want to, when you painted a bunch of people with the same brush, and I think it's people that you're frustrated with, and I hear about the rift, and I want to say something about that. I want to respond to that. But first, I want to say When you hear the socialist thing, there's, oh, they're a socialist, and that's why it's bad. What's the piece of that? What's the policy area that you particularly think is stupid? You think it's wrong, it's bad for America, it's good, it would put us in the wrong path. What's that area, what are those policy areas where you really think there is that divide?
I think that there are a couple of, there's a brand new mooch on the scene. There's mooch AOC, there's mooch Bernie, and there's mooch Tom Hartman. All they do is mooch. All they do is beg. They want money in their pocket, and they want to promise everything, and they deliver nothing.
So no, but what's the? I hear the attacks you're making. If that's what you want to do, it's not going to be a very interesting conversation.
And there's
I hear the attacks you're making, but if that's all we do, it's not going to be a very interesting conversation. Neither of us are going to learn from another. Nobody else is going to enjoy it or learn anything either. The question I asked you, what's a policy area, other than just name-calling, what's a policy area that you think the people who are, that you call progressive or that you call socialist, and those are different things, but I think you mean them the same, what's the policy area that you disagree with?
Well, for one, I think that Sanders has destroyed the Democratic Party.
No. Give me a policy area, not an attack on somebody. Give me a policy area. What's an idea? Here's the thing.
How about undermining Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, on day one by Sanders when it delivered protection against pre-existing conditions. How about that first start?
So the policy here is you think that Obamacare should be stronger rather than weaker, and there should be protections for pre-existing conditions. Is that what you think?
Yeah,
I agree. Okay. We agree super strongly on that. Give me another policy area, not an attack on, because part of my frustration, I think we actually share this, is, I mean, my view of how you build an anti-democracy movement and how you fight an anti-democracy movement, how you build a pro-democracy movement, is less about figuring out whether you should move more left or more right and more about how you move it forward. And by the way, Andrew Young...
Reality? How about we check in with reality?
I'll take reality, but give me another policy area. Setting aside the anger, setting aside the frustration of the people within a pro-democracy coalition that make you grumpy, what's another policy area that you think you disagree with the people that you're mad at? What's a policy area?
The policy is begging for everything in the world.
No. Give me a not a generalized attack. It's not very interesting, and it's not very precise, and it's not fun either. What is a policy area?
What about the way Tom Hartman speaks about women? What about the way progressives
what I'm asking, not attacking folks, what's a policy here? So I think I heard you say is that women should be respected, that they should have real rights, that they should be able to fully participate in the economy, fully participate in democracy, able to wield power, be respected as they do that and treated well. Is that roughly speaking, you can expand on that or do it better than I did, but is that roughly your view?
I think that's all given. But
all right. We agree 100% on that one. We 100%, man. 100%. Give me another one. Give me another area, a policy area.
What I'm talking about is I mentioned reality. But Gandhi's Gandhi has no touch with reality, nor does Hartman, nor does...
Hear the attacks. What's a... Because you said you don't like the rift between progressives and moderates. I agree with you. I don't either. I think it's one of the ways that oligarchs win. Well, hold on. Let me respond to this. Let me say this real quick. And one of the ways we expand a rift is by calling each other names. One of the ways we expand attacks is by focusing on attacks and say, well, you're dumb. No, you're dumber. Well, you did this dumb thing. No, you did this dumber thing. Well, your whole approach to everything is stupid, your whole approach. And I didn't learn anything. And by the way, the only thing about happened with any rift in that interchange is it got wider. So I'm trying to find the places of either agreement or disagreement around actually what we believe in. Not approach, not labels, but believe in. What's a policy area where you disagree?
Here's a place, Jefferson. How about sabotage?
A policy area.
How about the progressives sticking their whole set of knives in the backs of Hillary Clinton or Kamala Harris? How about sabotage?
In fighting itself, where I think we would agree is that in fighting for its own objective, in fighting because you think you're pure or in fighting because you think you're smarter, tends to be bad. I think we need a movement that attracts more people rather than tries to figure out who's the smartest among us. I agree with that very, very strongly. Because, and I'm going to give you one more. Another, we've got two, but so far the two you've mentioned we're 100% in alignment on. I want to find a third, not just who's in charge, not just who made who grumpy, but policy area where you think there's an important disagreement between, using your terms, moderates and progressives. What's a policy area where you think the progressives are really wrong?
Well, I'll tell you, how about we start with Israel and Gaza? How about we start with the Holocaust? How about we start with Ilhan Omar Rashida Tlaib?
If we think that the Holocaust was a crime against humanity, you and I are in full agreement. I'm not sure your views on Gaza, but if you stand with Trump, that's one view. If you don't, I actually think there's much more agreement on even that among moderates, progressives, than people who are doing the infighting think. We'll be back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
My point, I genuinely think that self-described pro-democracy moderates and self-described pro-democracy progressives have way more in common than they're willing to acknowledge.
Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. And that's why I partnered with Home Title Lock so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes. And if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom.
Amory Chevrolet makes the car buying process simple and painless. Whether you're looking to upgrade to something bigger because of your growing family, or you want the adrenaline and want the rush of a two-door sports car for a weekend getaway at the lake, Amory Chevrolet has something for everyone. Stop into their modern showroom today, and any one of their friendly staff will be happy to assist you in your car buying journey. Located along Highway 46 on Amory's south side, Amory Chevrolet is here when you need them.
Break yourself free from that desk and come work for Civic Media, a rapidly growing network which has positions open in Park Falls, Hayward, and Amory, Wisconsin that focus on prospecting and new account acquisitions. The ideal candidate will have prior media advertising sales experience and success, reliable transportation, and a connection to the communities in which they would sell. This position pays a base salary plus generous commissions and exceptional additional benefits. To see a full description, go to civicmedia.us and look at careers. Apply at civicmedia.us or send your resume directly to darla.isham@civicmedia.us. Civic Media is an equal opportunity employer that is committed to diversity and inclusion in the workplace.
An unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'll put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
Because I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh, my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on Air.
From articles that I have seen, if you are a bagel purist, you should not toast your bagel. I think nothing's better than a toasted bagel and a schmear.
Folks, can we have a moment of honesty? Do you really like bagels, or do you like the schmear that is transported by them? Get rid of the stigma. If I walk into this room eating cream cheese out of a tub with a spoon.
Why is that wrong?
Matt Nair on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out.
What do you trust? Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for we working guys. I should say us working guys. Us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all over orders before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form. But Mando is powered to mandelic acid. Get it? Mando. Clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, hypoallergenic, skin safe for your sensitive parts. Use Mando all over. Leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go. See why guys are loving it. It's not for you. They'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site on your first Mando purchase with code TOM at shopmando.com. Plus shipping, always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with code THOM at shopmando.com. That's shopmando.com. And we're back. If we want to build a pro-democracy majority and supermajority, what would that take? How should we treat one another? That's an interesting question to me. Let's go to Jessica in Chicago. You're on the air, Jessica.
Hi, Jefferson. Thank you for being there. I missed out in the beginning getting my call through right away.
Sure.
And thing is, I want to talk about the big, I'll call it the ugly big bill, because my husband's actually a doctor, and they want to cut $1 trillion dollars from Medicaid. They want to cut people to who will lose their health care. It's like over 11 million. And that's in 41 states they're messing with us. And the thing is, they're willing to spend $170 billion on immigration detainment centers. So talk about a police state. That's what their interest is. And the thing is, my husband has always been so kind and generous. People can't afford their health. They can't afford Medicare. He has done procedures and things for free for them. One woman had got coma so severely, he made sure she got the medicines. He didn't charge because, you know, sometimes you can get samples. And he never charged her for an appointment. And she was so sweet. She would bring him homemade Mexican food because she felt so guilty. And these people, I don't understand. So I have called every doctor that's on the Senate and Congress. And the one amazing thing, I called to Tom Tillis early, so I don't know if I even changed his mind or not. But I said exactly the same thing. You're going to destroy doctors. You're going to destroy hospitals. That is a main source of their revenue.
Those are smart calls to make.
Oh, I made them. I did Paul Rand, too, but, you know, he had golf with Trump, so who knows what the heck. Yeah. I called the women, Collins and Murkowski,
yeah.
And I pleaded to them for kindness and for What are you doing? This is the opposite.
No,
they want to imprison people. They want to torture them. They're probably going to have them all work in the fields for free. And yeah. And the thing is, they don't. These people, what are they going to do when they're off this? How are they going to get food?
Yeah.
If they rob, they'll go in an entertainment center and be a slave for life. They're changing our whole country. And who the heck would ever want to come to this country?
I appreciate
believe
the call, Jessica. Finish your point if I didn't give you a chance.
There's so many points.
Make sure you make your most important one. I think you have, and I'm going to try to say it, and you can disagree with me if I'm getting it wrong. But what you're concerned about is the destruction of compassion within our politics, and who is and where is love and where is compassion within our policy choices. Is that a fair summary?
Yes, but no one in their right mind will come to this country.
Oh, there's still lots of people who want to come to this country.
What?
There's still a lot of people who want to come to this country. So I'm with you on the compassion thing, but
so scary to me. Even Americans are imprisoned at this point.
No,
they get in
scary.
There.
I agree with that.
And it takes forever for a falsely accused person to get out of there.
Yeah.
This is insane.
I appreciate the call. Let's go straight to Ben from Aloha, Oregon. Ben, you're on the air.
Jefferson, my friend. Honest to God, I've been trying to get in touch with you.
How you doing, man?
I've misplaced your phone number in my little notebook, and I'd lost a lot of numbers there. But anyhow, Jeff, I'm so glad you're here this morning, and I want to thank you because I was going to say you changed my life, but you didn't change my life. You gave me the opportunity to do some good things and meet some good people over quite a few years, Jeff. I never would have done some of those things or met some of those people without volunteering to drive the bus project bus.
Can I introduce you to people on the air?
Sure.
All right. When I took the call, I didn't know it was you. This is Ben Fain. I'm going to get emotional. Ben Fain was the uncle, still is the uncle, of a volunteer on the bus project. When we bought a bus, registered voters and knocked on doors for, by the way, mostly moderate candidates because they were in swing district in the legislature so that we could create a Democratic legislature that ended up passing a bunch of progressive stuff. That's how politics works. I'll say more about Ben after this. But Ben was a lifelong union member and a retired bus driver. He ended up driving that bus dozens and dozens of times for $0. And then after that, started organizing a peace village on the side of the road, which kept hope alive for a lot of people when we were invading Iraq. And Ben Fain, you inspire me every single day.
Oh my God.
I love you, man. Thanks for the call.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Be like Ben Fain. If we had more people like Ben Fain, the world would be a better place.
Ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Jay Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, breaking down more decisions from Wisconsin Supreme Court with Pat Kreitlow from Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents could lose their health care coverage under the federal budget bill being considered in the Senate. The American Hospital Association estimated that under the proposed cuts, over 30,000 Wisconsinites would lose their health care coverage and rural hospitals would lose over $600 million of revenue over the next 10 years. The organization specifically noted two western Wisconsin hospitals that could be in danger of closing, Aspirus Stanley Hospital and Mayo Clinic Health System Oak Ridge in Osseo. The Wisconsin Supreme Court ruled that UW Health is not legally required to collectively bargain with its nurses union in a unanimous decision last week. The court's ruling was based on Act 10, the 2011 law passed by former Republican Governor Scott Walker that essentially ended collective bargaining for public employees like nurses and teachers in the state. Representatives from the nurses union said while they're disappointed in the decision, they will continue to explore other pathways to restore their collective bargaining rights, including new legislation. A former Rice Lake woman accused of vehicular homicide in relation to a crash that killed 71-year-old Ira Luplow of Menominee has entered a not guilty plea to the charge. The crash occurred on August 14th on Highway 53. According to Barron County court documents, 56-year-old Patricia Cronquist is accused of trying to pass vehicles in a construction zone before crashing into an oncoming vehicle driven by Luplow. She was charged with felony homicide by negligent operation of a vehicle and entered the not guilty plea in a court appearance on Friday. A bald eagle that had been recovering at Winged Freedom Raptor Hospital in Spooner for about 10 months was released back into the wild last week. The eagle, named Kier, was rescued from the Chippewa flowage in critical condition in September after an apparent fight with another eagle. She had suffered a serious injury to her leg, which had become infected when she was found. After three surgeries and multiple skin grafts, Kier finally recovered enough to be released safely. A number of community members joined hospital officials for the release last Sunday. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. A few scattered showers and thunderstorms around this afternoon, otherwise partly sunny skies with highs in the upper 70s. For tonight, skies becoming mostly clear with lows in the upper 50s. On Tuesday, first day of July, looks like a good one. Sunny skies, a high of 82. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Matinair on air.
PJ Leash, the bug guy, he heads the entomology department at UW-Madison, and we are talking ticks.
When a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes 36 hours, so about a day and a half. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks. Because you've removed it, your risk goes down greatly to basically zilch.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I talk Action Wisconsin and film incentives with Jeffrey Kurz and Nathan Deming. And Kurt Newman of the legendary Bodines joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them. Drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. If you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails, there's a critical reason why, and ignoring it could accelerate aging from the inside out. Respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen, a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to this breakthrough formula, Native Path Collagen, to restore what time takes away. This isn't just another generic supplement. This is clinically supported, bioavailable collagen peptide helping men and women significantly strengthen bones and reduce joint pain, boost hair fullness, feel real results in as little as 14 days. And right now, as a Tom Hartman listener, you can claim up to 45% off, but only for limited time at getnativepath.com/THOM. With over 5 million jars sold, over 8 million five-star reviews, and a 365-day money-back guarantee, this is your moment to take control of aging before symptoms get worse. Go to getnativepath.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, now. Supplies are limited. Demand is surging. We are back. So just before the break, somebody named Ben called in. It turns out I know Ben. And I told a short version, a micro version of how I met him. So over 20 years ago now, holy mackerel, there's a group of people, young people, in Oregon, frustrated by several things. One was the disengagement of our generation. Another one was a divide between urban and rural America, and certainly urban and rural Oregon. A lack of an insufficient focus on grassroots politics and too much just money dominating everything. And a double-barreled right-wing legislature, not old-school Tom McCall, not old-school Mark Hatfield Republicans, but a double-barreled right-wing legislature that dominated the state and had for a better part of a decade. Excuse me, well over a decade. One of them, almost two. One chamber. And so we bought a bus. And our idea was to fill that bus with young people of all ages and take it to the closest legislative districts there were and knock on doors. And we started getting people interested in this idea, to do these listening campuses, register voters, persuade folks, help the campaigns that were smaller budget campaigns, state legislative campaigns, because we looked at the map and we said, wow, there was only 2,000 vote difference. I think it's 2,400 votes, as I recall. 2,400 votes different in the entire Oregon House if you added up the seats. And if you just flip 1,200 votes, it would go from 35-25 Republican to Democrat to 31-29 Democrat to Republican. You could flip the Oregon legislature. This was our idea. And you could do that with, we had to raise money. We had to do a lot of work. It was much more work than we ever thought it was. We made mistakes. It was really hard. It ended up being a focus, more of a focus of my life than I ever imagined. It being. We started getting some momentum. Somebody told us, we talked to the high-ranking political operative who told us volunteerism was dead. We didn't think it was dead. Just need a little, maybe need an ambulance, maybe a bus. So we bought that bus. And then we had a problem. Somebody had to drive it. Now, to drive a bus that can fit 47 passengers plus the driver, and yes, that number 47 has been on my mind, you have to have a commercial driver's license. But not only that, you have to have insurance. And in order to get the insurance, not only do you have to have what's called a CDL, a commercial driver's license, you have to have had it for 2 years. And if we were going to do that, that means we would not even have the ability to drive our bus until after the election. But luckily, our friend Aaron had an uncle. I don't know how Aaron's uncle characterized his politics in the year 2001 and 2002. I was afraid to ask. The only thing I knew was Aaron said, I think my Uncle Ben would be willing to drive the bus. I'm going to get emotional. And he was. And he drove it every damn Saturday. And we didn't have any money to pay him.
And he did his volunteer every damn Saturday. And I saw what it did. And because of him, not just because of him, but absolutely couldn't have happened but for him, young people of all ages knocked on over a few elections, over 100,000 doors. In fact, I think we're close to 70,000, probably closer to 60,000, that very first election. We got over 100,000 after the second one. After those two, we helped turn the Oregon Senate. We weren't the biggest thing happening, but we were the biggest volunteer thing happening by far on the doorsteps with all kinds of allies, organizational, individual allies. And then that third election, this time aided by a national tide, which we didn't have going for us the two previously, helped turn the House. A guy named Jeff Merkley, instead of being minority leader of the House, ended up becoming Speaker of the House. And after that, was able to run for the U.S. Senate. He's one of the finest people I know. We never knocked on a single door for Jeff Merkley, but he might as well end up being one of the better beneficiaries of what we did, I suspect. None of it would have happened without Ben Fain. Ben called today, and I'll stop talking so I can hear from him. And Ben, I want to ask you a question that I didn't have the courage to ask you 20 years ago, but I ask you to answer honestly. How would you have characterized your own politics 20 years ago? And if you'd rather say something else other than that or challenge any parts of my story, go ahead.
No, but first of all, I would like to say that I need to get hold of Reyna Lopez and Ronna Epting.
Okay.
And I've misplaced all my phone numbers. Can you get me in touch with those two people?
I suspect there's someone on this national radio television program who can find us those people. Yes, and I think I can. But go ahead, Ben.
Okay. I had voted most of my life, all of my life, a Democrat. And I also belonged to a union. My dad got me on as a temporary on a bricklayer's permit in Aberdeen, Washington at a paper mill. And that's where I started. But I joined several unions and associations after that. And I joined the Amalgamated Transit Union in when I started at TriMet in 75. So I'm right at 50 years belonging to that. And that's influenced a lot of my life. But I was not really active because I had been working. And I got active when I got on a bus. And I became so inspired by those young people. And yes, we changed the state of Oregon in 2006, I think it was, Jeff. Dick Scouten mentioned at a Wesco Dems fundraiser that the Washington County and the state of Oregon went from red to blue at that time. And I had grown up in Washington County. I knew what things were. And I have been able to stay active. And a lot of that, I'm fortunate. I have health care and I have a guaranteed pension. And I have Social Security, and Social Security is one of the things I wanted to say, but it's yours, so feel free to jump in here. We need health care for all in this country, not just health care, but mental, dental, vision, and hearing. And there are a lot of people besides old people like me that get Social Security benefits. And we all know someone who's on Social Security. And it's got to be split between Republicans and Democrats. There's no asking me what your politics are when you go in there, I believe, if I recall right. But Jeff, I really appreciate you being on here. And today, you got me motivated again, bud. I won't be 87 until October, but as long as I can.
Well, thanks, man. I'd love to have you on again. There's other callers waiting, and selfishly, I could talk to you the rest of the time, but I don't want to. I want to give them a chance too. But I can't thank you again. I thank you for the rest of my life and well after. I'm hoping you lived at least 100, but I will be thanking you even after that. There's so many people who don't even know. I mean, there's bills that pass all the time that they might not have passed, but for the work you did. And I will never be able to thank you enough. You played it, and we're having this, I think, false debate, right? Because I think about you. You were a labor union member who was active enough in your union, but not, as you said, particularly active because you were working. And then I'm not making it up. You led the, after all the stuff we just talked, what year did you start the peace vigils? Was that 2008?
It was 2005, actually.
2005, forgive me.
Tom
forgive
Hartman
me.
Let me on the show every Wednesday and Thursday.
To talk about the peace vigils.
Yes.
When it was a local show, when he was doing the local show.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah, KPOJ.
Exactly.
I am on the streets again, Jeff, with Social Security here in Beaverton.
Nice.
And I need to talk to Rena and Rana.
We can follow up. Anybody wants to tweet out their numbers? No, don't do that. But we'll follow up. But, man, I love you, man. Thank you so much for calling. We'll be right back after this break.
Love you too, Jeff. Tell Katie hello.
I will. Be well. Cheers. We'll be right back, folks. What I watched with Ben was a person who got engaged to help and then kept getting engaged. That I saw, we didn't have a litmus test where you had to agree with us on every single thing. You just had to help turn our state to a more pro-democracy direction. And a lot of people got even more motivated after that.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be back. Speed round with your call. Try to get through many as we can. We all cooperate.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2025 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 7/2025. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation of single line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Washington, and more. From the first touchdown to jump around and the celebration of the fifth quarter, experience the traditions and unforgettable memories that make Wisconsin football so special. Single-game tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot today by visiting uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Wisconsin football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The Joint Finance Committee was leaked that they intend to cut $87 million from the UW system budget. And so we put this out on our socials last night, and today the Joint Finance Committee decided to pull that from the agenda. Because apparently, from what I'm told, Republican legislators got a lot of calls. When the truth is disseminated and people react, results can happen.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
All right, tell us the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now? Many beauty potions? If it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, vitamin E, Super C Serum, delivers noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine. Get a healthier complexion, minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-A-N-C-E, Vibrance.com/Tom.
It's good.
All right, we got speed round and then the big finish. Let us go very quickly to Robin from Kingston, Washington. Robin, you are on the air.
Hi, Jefferson. Thanks for letting me in. I'm going to go really as fast as I can to let other people's go. My position today is that the left has been and it remains misguided as to whose minds need changing in this country. Mm. The misguidance is that we need to change the right third to make progress. Mm-hmm. But it's more accurate, more effective, and more efficient to converse with the middle third. Mm. Whom are the persuadable voters? There's an old saying that I'm repeating again. If one argues long enough with a fool, an innocent bystander will soon not know which one is the fool. So I'm asking the people on the left, stop wasting your time, emotions, and your best arguments on the hard right. And in closing, there was a nice comment about concerns about the left moving to the middle. We do not need to move to the middle at all. We need to have good conversations with those in the middle. They will join us. And we are being misguided even by many old farts in the left and traditionalists to say, oh, no, you gotta change the minds of the unchangeable. So really, that's all I've got to say. And I've been at you on this for 8 years now. So
well,
here you go.
Robin, you spit wisdom. I appreciate it a lot. And it overlaps with the thing we said earlier on this very episode of this program, which is spending less energy fighting between the left and the middle and instead move the middle to us. And by us, I mean people pro-democracy, pro-social, pro-healthcare, etc. The Ben Faines of the world can become wonderful activists. Jill from Princeton, I think Minnesota, you're on the air. We got like 30 seconds.
Yes, okay. Well, I'm a Debbie Downer.
letting the people know that the Pentagon and Trump have shut down satellites that will affect the hurricane meteorologists trying to determine when and where and how fast the hurricanes will be going, starting today.
Well, I appreciate
it. Maybe that's a discussion for the listeners tomorrow. It affects millions and millions of people.
This is one of the ways, in fact, even to Robin's call, how do we speak to the broader body politic and say, and not say you're wrong, right? I also like what he had to say about having a useful conversation, having good conversations. And one of those conversations, how we make sure we don't tear down America. And meteorological satellites and healthcare research are just two of the examples. Bobby from Columbia, South Carolina, you are on the air.
Yeah, hi. Well, you're doing a really great job.
Thanks, man.
Because of your time limits right now, I'm going to omit the majority of what I wanted to comment on. But I had two basic points or questions. One, I don't know or was wondering if you had seen Bernie Sanders. He was on Joe Rogan last week, I guess, and it was really disappointing. I mean, I know Rogan is a Trumper, and but I figured with Bernie, he would be able to do a better job. He really didn't, and I was really shocked.
I want to respond to that. Are you disappointed? Are you because they have one other call that I'm going to try to give 20 seconds to. Were you disappointed that he went on the show, or disappointed in his performance, or both?
No, I was not disappointed he went on the show. I was glad. I was disappointed in his performance.
The other thing
I just wanted to comment quickly on is when you and a lot of people say, you know, call your congressman, call your senators. I live in South Carolina, and I'm just wondering. I got to tell you, I think that is it's discouraging to me. It's a waste of time. My senator.
I don't think it's a waste of time. I got 20 seconds for Stephen. I don't think it's a waste of time, but I did give you my plug of my favorite thing, which is working where you can advance an objective. Stephen, you literally have like 20 seconds.
Yeah, Amy Coney Barrett's procedural decision denies everybody else equal justice. How can they just pick one person who comes to the court and rule on it and deny everybody else justice?
Yeah. Well, that's a good topic also for tomorrow. Stephen, thank you so much. Thanks for the call out in. Is it Pataskala? I think it's Pataskala. What I want to do right now is say thanks to everybody for being a part of this community, for being patient as we work through some tricky stuff, as we try to build and strengthen a pro-democracy coalition, as we try to communicate and have useful conversations, as we try to strengthen this community. As I've said before, you're the coalition of the benevolently irrational, the good people doing good things for no good reason, understanding if we work together, we're way stronger than if we work apart. And you are priceless. Definition of priceless: worth a lot, not for sale. Thanks to all the callers. Thanks to Ben Fain. Be like Ben. Get on the bus. Let's help make this country a little bit better than a lot worse. I'll be with you tomorrow. 4th of July is coming. Thanks, everybody. The people who put on this show, put up with me, and manage all the technical things of this show so it can actually function, we appreciate you too. We're back.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors, and they'll provide your prescription, and we'll
will send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Senate Republicans locked in a marathon session as they try to pass a massive mega bill for President Trump's domestic agenda. ABC's Jay O'Brien has more.
Right now, the Senate is in this voterama, right? It's voting on a series of amendments that Democrats are putting forward to try to change this legislation that will be unsuccessful, and some amendments that Republicans are putting forward to cut even more, like a Rick Scott proposed amendment to enact further cuts onto Medicaid. Unclear if he's got the support in his own ranks among Senate Republicans to get that over the goal line.
The Trump administration threatening to pull all federal funding for Harvard University. That after a task force concluded that Harvard was violating of civil rights. Harvard says it strongly disagrees with the findings. In northern Idaho, officials identified the gunman who shot and killed two firefighters and injured a third. Police say Wes Rowley started the brush fire to lure firefighters to the scene and say they located him on a ridge nearby after he killed himself. This is ABC News.